弟兄姐妹，主内平安。我叫翠娥。
My name is 翠娥。
我是2003年的五月在武汉大学信的主。
In May of 2003, I accepted the Lord at Wuhan University.
那时是大三的下学期。
I was in my sophomore year, junior year. Okay, sorry. Yeah, junior year. Yeah.
算是人生一个比较关键的转折点。
人生什么？
关键的转折点。
关键啊。Yeah, that was a critical moment in my life.
我开始更多的思考人生的价值和走向。
I was thinking deeply about the direction of my life.
信主之前，我是一个非常自私冷漠的人。
Before I accepted the Lord, I was very self-centered, and very cold kind of person.
相信成功必须自己拼命的努力去赚取，却又常常的觉得很无力。
I always believe that to be successful, I have to work my hardest, and yet sometimes I feel like I'm not achieving what I would like to set out to achieve.
当我看到我的一个室友他成为基督徒。
When I found one of my classmates, she accepted the Lord.
他人生的他的生命发生了奇妙的改变。
Her life went through a dramatic change.
我觉得自己也很愿意去得到那样丰盛的生命。
And I felt like I also wanted to have that kind of abundant life.
我们常常一起聊到人生和信仰的话题。
So we often talked about things about life.
在他给我讲四个属灵原则的时候，就挺自然的接受了。
When she shared with me the four spiritual laws, I decided I would accept it.
想到那样一位至高的神，他居然爱我。
Thinking about how this God in heaven, he loved me.
而且对我有美好的计划和期许。
And he has a good plan for my life.
就很热切的想要更多的认识神。
So I earnestly wanted to know more about him.
之后的几个月和他一起读经、学习，还有团契。
Next few months, I spent a lot of time with her as well as in our fellowship.
那是一段非常充实又喜乐的时光。
It was a time full of life, abundant life, and I felt very satisfied.
神也亲自的来改变我。
And God actually helped to change my life.
我开始越来越多的关心家人和朋友。
More and more, I began to be more concerned for my family as well as my friends.
更会照顾他人的立场和感受。
And I cared about situation that faced them.
性格上，我原先是很急躁又很情绪化的人。
I used to be a very impatient kind of person.
渐渐的也变得有耐心，学会控制自己的脾气。
Slowly, I learned how to control my own emotions, and also try to not have as much outburst in emotion as I used to be.
到大四的时候，放弃了保送的机会，我决定考研。
In the last year of my college, I decided I would pursue a higher degree.
认定这是一个对意志品格的磨练的机会。
And it was time of trial for me.
当时也觉得自己够努力、够优秀，应该没问题。
At that time, I was so self-confident. I thought that there shouldn't be any problem at all.
然后绝大部分的时间和精力都投入到准备考试这件事情当中。
So I spend most of my time trying to get prepared for this challenge. I need to pass this exam in order to continue with my studies.
可是在考前最关键的时候我生病了。
Unfortunately, just before the exam, I fell sick.
所以最后也以失败告终。失败了。
So I actually failed.
因为之前的二十年都非常的顺利。
In my first 20 years of my life, never encounter any setbacks.
所以这次也算是人生面临的最大的挫折。
So this was the first time I encounter life's difficulties.
我那时消沉了好几个月。
So I was depressed for several months.
不读经也不祷告，就是躲在家里，哪里也不愿意去。
I no longer read the Bible, and I will never go out. I just stay in home.
我当时不明白神他的美意。
I could not fathom God's purpose for me.
还在心里埋怨说，我这么努力，神为什么不成全这件事情呢？
I was grumbling within me. How come I study so hard? Why God doesn't care about my future?
虽然我那段时间任性地放弃了神。
When that time I became rebellious and I gave up on God.
但是他却从来不曾撇下我。
He never gave up on me.
团契里的很多兄弟姐妹都为我祷告。
Brothers and sisters in fellowship all pray for me.
他们帮助我能够回转向神。
They help me, they try to help me so that I can turn back to God.
同时在家人和同学的帮助下，我也重新开始准备考研，重新考。
So, after a while, with help from brothers and sisters, I began to pick myself up and ready to begin again to see whether I could again go for the exam.
感谢神，这一次很顺利。
And praise the Lord, this time it was rather smooth.
后来渐渐的我才了解到，神他让我经历这一些，真的是对我极大的祝福。
And on the hindsight, now I can say that actually God helped me to experience this setback so that He can help me grow again.
这次我考到第一名，然后研究生期间。学习成绩也是第一，科研上文章也还不错。
And the exam result showed that I was number one out of all the people who took the exam. And then after I pursued my degrees, I was doing very well too.
这样换做原先的自己，都不能想象心里会有多么的骄傲。
Now looking back, I realized how proud I was.
幸好经历过这样的挫折，所以我能够以能够长存谦卑平和的心。
Fortunately, the Lord helped me experience this setback so that I can learn how to be humble before Him.
然后更加努力地过每天的生活，感谢神。
And I praise the Lord. This helps me to handle my day by day according to His will.
我属灵的妈妈也帮我联系到了长春的校园的团契。
My spiritual mother helped me contact a spiritual home in Changchun, a city in China.
然后我属灵的生命也在那里继续的成长。
So I was able to continue growing in the Lord spiritually.
并且在2008年的五月受洗。
And I was baptized in year
2008. 谢谢神，他带领我来到 AACCC.
And Lord, by His grace, led me to AACCC.
我愿意献上自己，紧紧地跟随他。
I'm willing to offer myself, to follow Him closely.
谢谢大家。
Thank you, everybody.